morning. Today is Tuesday, June the 13th. Joining us this morning from the Humboldt Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian.
See, I'm getting the name now, finally, huh?
Well, you forgot to say Eureka Humboldt Visitors Bureau.
Crud. Well, you're Eureka Humboldt, and the other guys are Humboldt Eureka Chamber, so we'll figure it out someday. I may be dead by then, but I'll figure it out.
It's like the airport, as long as the words are in there somewhere.
Yeah. That's right. The naming of the... Well, before we get to that, our quote this morning... Let's see if we can find one. No, that's way too heavy. Way too heavy. Come on, there's got to be a better one than that. Here we go. Bessie Smith.
All right.
It's a long old road, but I know I'm going to find the end. Bodes well for a life well lived.
Okay.
I hope she did.
Or getting through this show, yeah.
Yeah. Right, it has so many applications. Your next board meeting, for example. Oh, gee. So what's exciting? What's cooking? Why should we be getting excited?
Well, we're getting into full swing of tourism season, and it's looking like a good one. That's always nice. I think the most exciting thing for me is that a lot of hard work has finally paid off in the culmination. And a couple weeks ago, we had the final approval and the re-establishment of the Humboldt County Tourism Business Improvement District. That's that 2% assessment, which goes on top of the short-term hotel bills.
Humboldt County?
Tourism Business
Improvement. Tourism Business, okay.
Right, it's for tourism. So this is a self-imposed assessment by the lodging industry for... tourism marketing and improvements.
Now, if I didn't have buddies there, I'd say, no, that's a pass-through assessment, but that's okay. Why, for those that are unfamiliar, okay, this wasn't on the ballot. We didn't hear any campaigning for it. What is this all about?
Well, there was a ballot, but it was of lodging operators because they're the only ones who are being assessed, and therefore it's under a California statute. It's Streets and Highways Code something or other of 1994. I couldn't quote you the exact chapter and verse. That's why we hired consultants for that kind of thing. But it is the same kind of, got milk. It's a marketing board that a lot of industries do when they get together. Hopefully, a vast majority of the participants approve of it, as they did in our case, so that people aren't, unwillingly being dragged along. But they're able then to pool their resources and to do bigger and better things than they could individually.
Kind of like a co-op.
Yeah, a co-op, very much so.
So this passed?
It passed.
So what?
Well, we're just finishing the first five-year district. So the first time we did it was for 5 years. And in that time, a lot was accomplished in partnership with the Bureau, of course. We're all together. Bed tax and therefore tourism, room rate has gone up. Occupancy has gone up. We're a very healthy industry. Our growth has been far in excess of our competitors up here in Northern California.
And the reason anybody should care is because it's more tax to the cities and the jurisdictions?
More tax to the cities, more business for local restaurants and stores, more people spending money in Humboldt County.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, so the special district passed, and
yes,
there's all this money, and those in the industries related to tourism are benefiting abnormally or incrementally because of this passage. Do the restaurants do something comparable to this, or are they kind of a secondary beneficiary?
In Humboldt County, they are a secondary beneficiary. There are other places in California, Sacramento, for example, where the restaurants have formed a assessment district of their own for marketing dining in their destinations. But this is an assessment by, of, and for the lodging industry. And all the other benefit is sort of, secondhand, by the way. Of course, if someone stays in a hotel, then we know they're going to be spending a lot more. In fact, I think the latest figures I saw, which is people generally spend about twice as much per day on dining as they do on lodging. You can have two or three people in a room, but you can't have two or three people in a chair.
Yeah, on a meal. Yeah,
at a meal.
We used to fight about that stuff growing up. So in this situation where there is this additional, so rooms are a little tougher to get, okay. Food is a little bit more companions there, okay. I can't imagine that that's the sole focus of this, because if you're old enough to remember when the jazz festival started, there was lots of discussion and hope for anticipation that you do this in the shoulder season, all these people are going to come here,
mm-hmm,
and it's going to be a big rah-rah, and everybody will win. And that's kind of how they sold it to the county, and that's how they sold it to the sponsors, and that's how they sold it to the media, all the various co-partners. Is there anything comparable to that or parallel to that with what
course.
The Lodging Association is doing, or is this something that helps their coffers, but...
The answer in a nutshell is yes, very much so. For one thing, our bylaws themselves direct us to focus on the shoulder and off season. In the summer, Humboldt County has got some of the leading occupancy in the state. Everyone's in the 90s. So we don't really need to market our summers. They take care of themselves. But those shoulders, which are, April, May, June, September, October, arguably the fall is our best weather of the year, there's an opportunity for growth. Now year round, our occupancy is about 63-64%. That means that our shoulders and off season, we have capacity. So our focus, our job is on filling those beds at that time of year. Second part of your question, yes. In the past 5 years, the Humboldt Lodging Alliance has supported a huge number of local events, other visitor services, anything that could help build the tourism economy and put heads in beds.
So, like, did they do anything like for the Kinetic Race?
Not that particular one, but for instance, people might know of Humboldt Steelhead Days, the fishing tournament, which went this year from January through March. Over the past few years, HLA has put over $100,000 into that event.
Is it working?
If the fish are biting, their attitude is very much they're going to help people get off the ground, and of course, then they have to sustain themselves. So it's very much of a sort of incubator, or that kind of approach to economic development.
Would they be looking for, I'm thinking we just coming out of school season, almost, and they've got all the entrepreneurial things that the kids do. Are they business development dollars potentially also, or does it have to be event-type things?
Well, events are very easy to fund because it's got a built-in organization. They're usually a group of people. One of the touchstone has to be, because this is legal because of the way that the the assessment district has put together is that the every expenditure has to benefit the assessed businesses. And so the assessed businesses are hotels. So the direct benefit has got to be room nights sold. So that is the first focus of any presentation that is received. How is this going to put heads in beds?
So that helps to focus it a little bit.
It does. It does. You know, but again, it's not necessarily events, but that's certainly a big focus. Could be outside marketing of any kind. Some events, Steelhead Days, for example, have got very sophisticated teams for doing outside marketing of their event. So just in terms of being an extension to the ad agency, for instance, the number of impressions about Humboldt County, which they generate just in promoting their event, is of great value to the whole county because it just puts us on top of mind for people.
But the regular folks may not be aware of an event like that because they're not part of the targeting for that marketing effort.
Yeah. Good marketing these days is always targeted on your most likely customer.
So like the county fair never would really benefit because it's the last week last 2 weeks in August. As an example, it's within that summertime season.
They would really think twice before they would put money towards something when the hotels are already full.
But if there was like a wine festival in September, that might qualify.
Exactly. So I know that the Eureka Committee has given funds to the music festival, which is in March, which is a great time of year. And you know, lots of other things I could spend all day reeling off things that have been funded by the HLA.
Are they aware that there's opportunities for funding of some of their ideas? Are they getting the applications like they did initially?
In some communities more than others. Certainly, we try and work through the Chambers of Commerce so that they understand that there's a resource. I had a great conversation with Karen Mino, who's the Headwaters Fund board person, so she knows that's a resource for all the applicants that come through her office and
et cetera.
Et cetera, yeah.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt Eureka Visitors Bureau.
Whatever.
Eureka Humboldt.
You got it.
Okay. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Tony, thinking of the assessment district for the lodging group, I know you were instrumental in developing that. Is anybody talking to you, like you made reference earlier in the show, a restaurant assessment district in Sacramento, of doing something comparable for the restaurants in the area to either have separate events to develop in concert with, or just to say that, you know, we could be a food destination area?
Right, we could. I'm not aware of any of that kind of assessment that's being talked about, though I will point out that things like Eureka Main Street, who does the Taste of Main Street during the music festival, is a sort of a focus for that kind of idea. And a year or two ago, the HLA also provided some funding for Locally Delicious, who was doing a Humboldt Restaurant Week promotion. So
is that something else I'm not aware of?
It's not necessarily going on right now, but that was something that, you know, they supported. So, and your point is well taken, because the foodie tourism is growing leaps and bounds, and anyone who likes what they eat at all are aware that we've got some amazing things to offer here. So that, I know at the Bureau we're very much focused on how to package that, and you know, reach out to food tourism writers and journalists. And
Would this group, do they stay away from anything that's controversial? Does that tend to be a third rail train reference specifically being used? Some of those types of things that are infrastructure related rather than short-term quick hits?
Not at all. You know, this sort of, if you take the model of, say, Reading, where this, their special assessment district, the hotels, have helped fund all those improvements at Hilltop, all the streetscaping and all that good stuff. That's one of the kinds of things which these districts can do.
Or like what Willow Creek has now in the median strips.
Exactly.
The plants that are on the median strips.
So not to plan any ideas or make any commitments. But I do know that many board members have had meetings with local government, even for the kind of support which they can provide to infrastructure or attraction development.
Gateways, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
For communities.
You know, things, you know, and that kind of leads towards the thought of, you know, where are we in our sort of marketing life cycle? And what we're seeing, in fact, is sort of a diminishing of return on our marketing dollar, because of some inherent problems with our destination. You know, our product needs needs work. Well, we can't help distance, you know.
Right. Oh, so these are things that are addressable.
What can we work on? You know, and you know, what's the curb appeal? What are visitors saying about us? Where do we stand versus our competitors, and what kind of improvements can we make to address any perceptions?
So streets and sidewalks
might be
in play?
That might be in play.
Interesting.
I mean, that's what they did in Reading, and in that whole Turtle Bay development. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing they got going there. And now this special district we just voted in is a 10-year assessment. So what can you do in 10 years? Well, you have a revenue stream that you can bank. You could get financing. You can actually do some big stuff if that's what you wanted to do.
Looking at other areas, other states, other parts of the state, are there ideas there? Or does the group tend to be more reactive rather than proactive?
No, they're not reactive at all. In fact, it's kind of a feature of our board meetings that certain board members will report on their travels and say, I just drove to South Dakota and this is what they're doing there, or that kind of thing. So yeah, they're very much got their eyes open and interested in being on the cutting edge, and it's probably about time that we had some experts come in to help us do some planning, I think,
or at least mm-hmm. different eyes possibilities.
Yeah.
Because, you remember the battles along the waterfront. Is it going to be a hotel or a hostelry?
Right.
Well, obviously, mm-hmm. the community has chosen none of the above and just preferring to have weeds grow there. that kind of thing. I guess maybe it's an opportunity if folks are frustrated with what they see and want something different. Maybe they can step up and do something then, or at least present an idea. What are they looking for? Granular detail or broad stroke philosophical approaches?
Well, you got to start with some broad philosophical approaches. And as I said earlier, I think we're at the cusp of maybe an opportunity, a period where we can sort of take a rest and say, okay, we're doing well. We've been growing well. We're kind of beating the pants off our competitors. Now, how do we lock this in for the long term? How do we really create a world-class, world-famous destination that's going to be there for decades?
That would be the accessibility thing?
accessibility, but also just, you know, some.
You guys aren't going to underwrite Caltrans, are you?
Hey, they're getting there slowly. I mean, they did bypass bullets. You got to give them that.
No, I'm thinking more of our issues here, a little closer to home. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, you look from your perspective in our area. What is missing? What is missing for tourists? What is missing for family? What is missing for business relocation? What is missing for community spirit and pride? I mean, all of that stuff needs to be there. I mean, a lot of us point out what might be in the way of.
Right.
What are your thoughts?
Well, just sort of taking a blind swipe at some of those topics. Community spirit and pride. I don't think we're missing much. We have it in spades. Even in Eureka, with the I Like Eureka program, there was a lot to be happy with here in Eureka. I mean, Criminy, we're about to finish that Bayfront Trail, and then that'll be connected to Arcata, a 13-mile new trail along the bay. That's going to be an amazing thing that we can trumpet to the heavens. In terms of what's missing for the tourist, again, it's just a matter of, I think, infrastructure. We've got great hotels. We've got pretty good dining. We got a lot of small little attractions, but it's still a very undeveloped destination in terms of having defined things to do. The visitor really has to, you know, sort of be their own boss. There's not a place where you can sort of just go and pay your admittance and have an experience, and I don't even know what that would be, whether it's, you know, some sort of guided tour of the Redwoods or some more experience. And some people think that the answer is a big attraction, like a big timber rail museum, or all those things would be fantastic and would help. But I think you just need certain critical mass of all this stuff to see and do.
How about some of the real basic, simple things? What I said it and I started thinking to myself, retail in Old Town open till 8 o'clock at night. Instead of shutting at 5.
If you're
a tourist coming in at 6, there's nothing to do.
I know. There's a real chicken and egg thing there. I think if the...
Well, you got to be open.
Yes.
Period. You know, otherwise, it doesn't matter if they're there or not.
Right. I think the market will drive that when the time is right.
Well, let's say it's been that way for 35 or 40 years, and it's been a common complaint.
Well...
Either by the employed in town or by tourists coming in. I mean, the elephant, obviously, are the bums. You know, you open up the trails if you're running into people. I had somebody last week, I was sitting in the truck. Ange went in to do something in Henderson Center. A guy came up and tried to beg money from me. He was hanging around parking lots, going to people as they pulled in. I mean, that kind of thing, regardless of the wonderful attractions and the food, and it doesn't matter any destination, that's not a positive memory that's developed. And if the kids were little, it's a whole different dynamic at that point. Is the Lodging Association looking at dealing with some of the cultural challenges in the area too, or are they leaving that for others?
Well, they certainly talk about it a lot because they're aware, you know, and they read.
Sure, everybody knows.
They read TripAdvisor. They know what people are saying. And I think that they would be open to working with local organizations and governments if there was a solution there. There is no easy solution, and there's a lot of people working really, really hard on it. maybe it's an opportunity, because if we can figure it out, then we might have something.
And it can be syndicated.
We can talk about it. You know, we'd be special.
Thanks for coming by. We always think you're special.
Oh, you are too.
See you all tomorrow.